fishing all the time.
Maybe going fishing too. All right, it's me, it's Leaf. We're here. We're going to talk about fishing. And it's that time of year where the options are a little bit limited and going to get a little bit more limited.
Yeah, well, there's still options for now.
There are. There's always something, right?
We'll always try to find you one or two things to do. But, yeah, right now we are coming up on the last about week of whitefish season, all the whitefish seasons in Washington. Going to be coming to a close here at the end of the month.
Yep. And is that to protect them?
You know, I know that the simplification has brought them all to a close here at the same time now at the end of this month, whereas we used to have ours close at the end of next month.
Yeah.
It may have something to do with the spawning season coming up for steelhead. I know that whitefish already had spawned, mm-hmm. and that's we were kind of just waiting for some of those spawners to come back up out of the Okanagan and come into the Methow here. Okay. It seems to be the movement for them, so not sure if it's to protect their spawning or perhaps other fish.
Yeah, that's what I think. There's more to it than just whitefish.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, I don't know if you've looked out the window today, but holy cow.
Yeah.
It's been just incredible. The weather and the fishing have been incredible.
Yeah, it's been a nice run.
Yeah, you know, we seem to have gotten through that little attempt at a cold spell that we had this year, and I see the temps are coming back up, more moderate, more normal, and by, you know, just bumping up that 10 degrees, the water opened up, and the fish have just really gotten spunky. Just been, you know, today had a phenomenal time, a lot of fish. A lot of fish on emergers, dries, and then if you need to, swigging them underneath and doing what you have to get down and ticket in front of them, but still just amazed at how much activity in the top part of the water column.
You know, it seems like you say this every time you come in. We really haven't had the weather kind of just get too cold to keep them, you know, inactive.
You know, it cooled down for that couple of weeks, but it just they definitely feel the difference and get right back to feeding. And it's been really interesting lately watching the robins and thrushes and all kinds of different birds down there getting that free meal and the stillborn midges, little black snowstones, and other bugs that are emerging. So it's not just the fish. And it's, I mean, it was busy the other day when I was down there. It was really cool. And I took some neat pictures. You could see the wing prints and almost like a thumbprint of a bird. Everything, you know, the CSI scene of what had been happening there as they came down and started pecking at all the midges and bugs that are, especially it'll kind of concentrate in those back eddies, of course, a water line. They can find an area where they could just shovel through with their little beaks and get tons of nice little bugs. Yeah. And for that matter, soaking the fish. You find that soft water, find those spots where they're at. And just like a lot of winter fishing, it's once you find the fish, don't go anywhere. Just stay there for a while. You know, you might chill out for a little bit, give them time to rest, especially if you put them down. And I mean fish like a ninja right now, too, because if you were to step into the water too hard, your ripples are going to go all the way across the river in some of these more still pools. So stealth and patience are definitely what I would recommend for the river right now.
Okay.
And just kind of pay attention. Just watch and see what's going on before you go stumbling in and kicking them in the gills. So, yeah, you know, there's still plenty of ice on the lake and lakes around here. And we've been seeing some kokanee. They're kind of little dickens, and definitely would encourage people to maybe check out my buddy Kane. He's got the stuff. He does some ice fish guiding, so he could get you familiarized with those vexillars and stuff like that, show you how to use all that gear, maybe see if you're really as into it as you think you might be, or just take some kids out and show them a good time. You can get a hold of Kane, heavy hitter. Outfitter, and you can always get a hold of him on Facebook, and or just to hit me up for his digits too. Always be happy to send you out with him. He's a hoot. He's really funny and a good time and good fisherman.
Cool.
Yeah. So you know, a little bit of ice fishing, a little bit of river fishing. Still, like I say, only about another week, and then we'll be looking at maybe what's going on over there at Omak Lake, Rufus Woods, and some of these other things. And we'll just have that that little window. And I will also, in that time, be doing some 101 classes out at the Freestone again, doing some fly time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You know I stay busy, and we'll keep you in some options. So this is that point where I always like to thank our friends and send you over there to the North 40 Fly Shop for any of your needs there as far as fishing, fly tying, or apparel. They can get it all right to your door, too, if you want to check it out at north40flyshop.com. I want to thank my friends over there at Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham for making the awesome bomber gear that's been keeping me warm and dry in the winter here. You can check them out at driftfishing.com. And if you need some fishing tips or want to book a trip, you can get a hold of me at 509-429-7298. You can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. And you can give me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Take care, y'all. Enjoy these late winter days and get that fish right on, baby.
Fish on. Put them in the pan, honey, cook them till they're nice and brown. Get yourself a batch of buttermilk cake, baby. Put the suck on the table, baby. Scoff them all down. Little fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on with my pole and my line. I'm going fishing. Mama's going fishing. And the